What's up, everybody? Coke Zero Sugar 400 preview next on 3 Wide right now. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, the garage is open once again for 3Y with yours truly, EG3. My name is Eddie Gray III, host of Going 3Wide, and we're all about the latest in all of NASCAR, Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And tonight, yes, we're going to preview the Cup Series race for tomorrow, the Coke Zero Sugar 400 down in Daytona Beach, Florida, where they're battling the rain throughout the weekend thus far. But we have activity on track right now. I'm recording this just as the red flag has been lifted from the Xfinity race that's going on right now. You're going to get bonus coverage as well. The Coca-Cola Firecracker 250. Getting down to the final stages of this race, Elliott Sadler, once again in contention, will break back and forth. Also, we're going to recap the starting lineup here tonight, get you guys set for more plate drama. And this Xfinity series just went back into yellow caution formation after the big one strikes and Austin Cindric right in the middle of it, barrel roll in the turns of 1 and 2, and that had to be scary. And you know, I talked about this here already, going back to yesterday's recording with the stage, talk about, you know, you're going to see the big one. This happened in front of the field. Austin Cindric was running in the top 10. He's been had a great night going. And then Matt Tiff, who's been kind of the coyote, if you will, too wild going on, and triggered the big one. He triggered the lone car spin of Ryan Reed and then sets off the big one in the Xfinity Series race. Yes, we're going to go back and forth, just what we did a few weeks ago when I recorded in prime time with the Truck Series. And that was a lot of fun, so I'm going to get to do that while we break down this Cup Series event for tomorrow night in Daytona Beach, Florida. Yeah, they've been battling a lot of rain on and off, and I'm glad they got to racing here tonight as Cindric is still talking with members of the media now. He's talking with Kim Kuhn. There is 16 laps to go, and we're going to have a winner in that race. But yes, no surprise in the Cup Series. The Hendrick power. I don't know what it is with Hendrick and Daytona when it comes to qualifying. They can throw down a mean body and they can put the engine to it. And look no further than the 9 of Chase Elliott. He's going to lead the field of green tomorrow night in tomorrow night's running of the 400. And he'll have his teammate in tow, Alex Bowman. Bowman coming off back-to-back top 10 runs. He'll look to have a better Daytona this time than the one back in the 500. He was a non-factor up until the second half of the race, where he was in the top 10 in the 500, but he kind of faded a little late in this one. Kind of some numbers to look at here, going who's hot and who's to look for tomorrow night. Thanks for tuning in to another special edition game night. 3Wide, getting you set for the Coke Zero Sugar 400. That's a little weird. It used to be the Coke Zero 400 straight up, but they've added a little sugar into the mix. So that's kind of hard to say, but Coke Zero Sugar 400 tomorrow night. 9 races to go until we set the playoff field. Eddie Gray III here with you guys tonight. Another special treat. We did this, a few weeks ago, going back to where I previewed one of the races. I can't remember off the top of my head And then Texas race is going on with a fierce battling going on. So I'm looking forward to see what's going to take place. And they're still showing a replay of Austin Cindric double barrel roll in between one and two. My goodness. And he got out okay. For those of you who are watching the race now, this is recorded during the Xfinity Series race, so you are going to get some extra coverage, which you're already probably going to know when you wake up first thing in the morning. But yes, and this is like the 10th time they showed it. NASCAR and NBC on SN has the race right now. But Joey Logano, who won Talladega, comes in, has finished 6th or better in the last 5 to 7 races, which includes the Daytona 500 win back in 15. And they had Denny Hamlin, a former Daytona 500 champ himself, has finished 6th or better in the 6 of 9 races, again, including that 2016 Daytona 500 victory. And of course, Austin Dillon has become a threat, obviously, the last few years on plate tracks. Of course, he is your most recent Daytona winner with that bump and run on Eric Almirola. He's finished in the top 10 in 6 of his last 9 races. And then we've all kind of had a hint that number 17 is going to be a player tomorrow night. He qualified well tonight. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he is your defending race winner, has won 2 of the last 5 restricted plate tracks. That includes, of course, Daytona, and then, of course, Talladega last year. And Stenhouse finished in the top 5 at Talladega, if I'm not mistaken. And then you always don't count out Brad Keselowski. Won this race back in 16, as combined to lead laps. How many laps he's led? 150 laps in the last 2 July races. And then, of course, an accident took him out a year ago. And then these other sleepers that you better pay attention to. That includes last week's pole sitter, Paul Menard. And then, of course, A.J. Allmendinger, who I had in the lineup, fantasy lineup, going back to Daytona. I do remember that I had him in the lineup, produced pretty good points for me. Dinger, Menard, the only drivers that have finished in the top 10 in each of the last 3 races. That could be something in consideration heading into tomorrow night's race. And then, of course, Eric Almirola, the 2014 winner. And his friend, a lot of people have kind of forgotten a little bit about Eric Almirola's win back then. Yes, that was a day race because the rain out the race that year. Eric Almirola in that 43, I believe it was the 43 car for Richard Petty Motorsports, took that car to victory lane. Got the job done right there. And then, of course, I talked about it earlier with Austin Dillon. He and Austin Dillon making contact, that hard contact on turn 3, which kind of crushed his hopes to win the Daytona 500. And, of course, Ryan Blaney, who's dominated this race, this Xfinity Series race. And I mentioned this yesterday, and I've mentioned this a couple of times on the 3-Watt EG3 broadcast. Ryan Blaney has finished in the top 10 in the 2 of his last 3 races here in Daytona. Of course, he won one of the dual races back in February, and he's combined to lead 129 laps in that span. And he was a dominant car going back to the 500, and he did not close it down. He was disappointed in that. He had definitely had the car to beat. And if any signals what he's putting on, he's putting on a show again tonight in this Xfinity Series race. And if he does duplicate what he's doing tonight, he's going to be a tough out tomorrow night. And he looks for redemption. Clint Bowyer, of note, let's not forget about him. He's pretty good here at Daytona. He's finishing the top 10 in the last 5 straight Coke Zero Sugars 400. They're about to go green. The pace car is down. And we're about to settle at 14 laps to go. Blaney and Elliott Sadler, who finished short to Tyler Reddick. Tyler Reddick was involved in that big one, and they're going to sell it right now. It is green, 13 laps to go. They are double filed into turn number 1. It looks like Sadler now has the advantage on Blaney, and he has help there. I can't see who that is. That is Chase Elliott behind him. Chase Elliott starting on the pole tomorrow night. And the folks, you got to keep an eye on what some of these drivers are going to do tomorrow night. That includes Mr. Top 5, David Reagan. That quote was mentioned at the last plate track was at Talladega, and we got a spin. Caution flag is out. Hard contact. And they're going to have to re-rack them again. The 55 to 99 have gotten together. And it looks like Blaney to the line first as the cautions come out here. And we'll see who picks up the lead when the pace car comes out. But yes, David Ragan has finished inside the top 10 in four of the last five races at restricted plate tracks. And look no further than his teammate. Also, Michael McDowell had the best average finish, 10.6, among drivers that has completed in each of the last five races at Daytona. They're still trying to figure out the lead here. Elliott Sadler has now got out in front of Blaney, and it looks like Sadler had the advantage when a caution came out, and it's 12 laps to go in the Xfinity Series race. So Front Row Motorsports knows how to win plate races. Look no further than that man right there, David Ragan, which I have got a feeling I'm going to have him in my lineup tomorrow night for the fantasy lineup. David Ragan, Michael McDowell, those are two good solid picks right there. Because you, if I or you guys are fantasy, and sorry, this is kind of a side note, you might as well leave. Even though some of these guys are pretty good plate drivers, like Harvick, who was involved in the Daytona 500, Hunter wrecks, Kyle Busch, who had troubles back in February, Martin Truex Jr., who, for whatever reason, when it comes to July race, gets caught up in other people's mess for the last couple years. You might as well leave those people on the bench for this week and go with somebody random. That is what I'm going to do. And for, you know, Martin Truex, hoping for another different result, but we'll have to see about that. But anyways, David Ragan, Michael McDowell, these are two perfect sleepers that you want to have on your squad. You're listening to Free Wide, previewing the Coke Zero Sugar 400 tomorrow night. Host Eddie Greer in the house with you guys once again, bringing a little bit of bonus coverage as well this evening, as it just went under caution in the Coca-Cola Firecracker 250 with the 55 and 99 going together. No, I do not have that sheet out, so that's what you're probably wondering who that is. I do not have the scoreboard up at my disposal right now. I have NASCAR on NBCSN streaming on my tablet right now as I'm doing this preview. So as we move along, Ryan Newman is the only driver that has finished in the top 10 in each of the last four restricted plate tracks. And, you know, for as hard as he drives, you know, he gets put in the closet when it comes to these plate tracks. So Newman will look to rally back. And then Chris Buescher, another nice sleeper. Bubba Wallace and Alex Bowman, these are the average finishes here going into this tomorrow night's race. Buescher, average finish of 8th. Bubba Wallace, an average finish of 9th. And you have the outside pole sitter, Alex Bowman, average of 12th. Actually, let me No, this is a rank in the top 7 average. Yeah, that is right. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, my producer. There you go. Each ranked in the top 7 average finish among drivers that have completed in both restricted plate races this season. So, yes, let's do it again. Buescher, an average finish of 8th. Wallace, 9th. Alex Bowman, when you round it, it's an average of 13th. And these are other guys. And remember, in the middle of this now, Bubba Wallace, who finished 2nd in the Daytona 500, will look to get a spot further. I talked about this in last night's recording. If you have not checked out the Stage Break Edition, I would encourage you to do that this weekend, especially tomorrow. Get your NASCAR fix on with us, 3-Wide with EG3. We've seen a little bit of 3-Wide tonight in the Xfinity Series, no pun intended, in this. But you're going to be hearing a lot of that 3-Wide tomorrow night. But the most interesting thing that, and I'm sorry I'm going back and forth, I told you guys about this, going back to Xfinity Series race here, the handling. July, the races in the beginning of the year, they tend to stay together a little bit. But as this repave has faded a little bit, we have seen, especially tonight, instances of handling with some of these cars. As we got Chase Elliott, and he looks like he is going to the garage. He was a contender tonight in the Xfinity Series in this race tonight, and he's going to make that turn left and head to the garage. Man, oh man, Chase Elliott, who was a factor for much of the night. His night just ended, ladies and gentlemen. So the 23 of GMS heads to the garage. And oh, by the way, if you missed the news on the 23, Spencer Gallagher will return next week at Kentucky, coming off passing the procedure to get back in the race car seat after what he did at Talladega, winning that race and then partying a little bit too hard or whatever he was doing. He was suspended by NASCAR for a while, and now he's reinstated. So Spencer Gallagher will be back. So not the night that GMS won, and for sure Chase Elliott kind of ends the day on a down note there. But he'll have to look forward to tomorrow, where he's going to be piloting the Hooters car to the green flag right there. And I mentioned the big three here at Daytona. Kevin Harvick tied for second in stage points earned at Daytona. And then you look at Kyle Busch, who leads the series, really is tied for the series lead with Harvick with 5 wins this year. And then Busch has won this event back in 2008. Harvick has won the Daytona 500, and he's a winner of this event back in 2010. And then Martin Truex Jr.'s best restricted plate finish is going back to that oh-so-close finish with Denny Hamlin a couple years ago in Daytona 500 of second. And like I mentioned earlier about MTJ, he's going to have to figure, or something is going to have to happen where he's not in that Hornet's nest tomorrow, whatever it is that seemed to be bugging the 78. But that's a look at the big three right there. Kurt Busch, we talked about this week, and he's been in pretty much in a doghouse all week after his little whining rant last week at Chicagoland. He has finished in the top 10 at these Daytona races 4 of his last 7, and that includes the Daytona 500 of last season, where Kurt Busch held off Ryan Blaney and AJ Allmendinger, Jamie McMurray. This is the threat that we've been talking about. McMurray outside the cut line right now. He's going to have to make something happen. McMurray outside that cut line. He has 4 career restricted plate wins, including 2 at Daytona, half of them at Daytona. And Jimmy Johnson put down a solid qualifying effort. Jimmy Johnson, who has led the most laps at Daytona in the last 10 races, and Casey Kane, the struggling Kane, each have a top 10 driver rating, surprisingly for Kane, at Daytona. I did not know that. And then, of course, Trevor Bayne, who's in this race tonight, or not tonight, tomorrow night, has been running at the finish in each of the last 8 races at Daytona, and he has 2 top 10s. In his last 3 Coke Zero Sugar 400s, and that doesn't include he is a former Daytona 500 winner when he drove for the Wood Brothers. And then here's the guys that are competing this weekend. Of course, I talked about Blaney already here tonight. Out on track now, Chase Elliott, who's in the garage talking to NBCSN reporter right now. Kyle Larson, who's still on track. And J.J. Yeley will compete in both the Xfinity and Cup Series races here this weekend. As I said, the Xfinity Series race is still going on, and we're down to less to 10 laps to go. It's actually 8, and they're about to get the green flag now, so it's going to be 7 laps to sell it, and we're going to take a look at the cut line when we wrap the preview up. Thanks for tuning in to the to 3 Wild EG3. Eddie Greer III, and I'm still getting used to, yes, this was formerly known as the EG3 show, but I changed it just recently to 3 Wide with EG3. So thank you for tuning in to 3 Wild EG3 here tonight, and I reached playing all the wrecks that happened in the Xfinity Series back in February, as the Xfinity Series went 4 overtimes before deciding a winner could we have that same repeat here? We'll have to find out here shortly. But business is about to pick up here, folks, in this Coca-Cola Firecracker 250. Blaney Elliott Sadler leads the field to green here as we look at the starting lineup tomorrow night's race, starting from the shotgun position. And J.J. Yelly will be starting 40th. Ray Black Jr. will start 39th. Coyle Joy, 38th. Landon Castle, 37th. Joey Gase, 36th. DJ Kennington, 35th. Jeffrey Earnhardt, 34th. Ross Chastain, 33rd. Daniel Suarez qualifying the 32nd position. Matt DiBenedetto, 31st. Paul Menard starts 30th. Eric Jones, 29th. Casey Kane, 28th. Jim McMurray, 27th. Eric Almirola, 26th. Chris Buescher is your top 25 right there. Sadler going back to the Xfinity Series out front, looking to get back what he missed at Daytona 7 ago. A new second place person is Blaney. Where he at? Here he is, Blaney. Underneath my sleeper, Shane Lee takes fourth position away. How about that? Back to the start lap, AJ Allmendinger. We got to spin. That's a zero, Garrett Smithley. We're going to re-rack him again. Smithley damage. And they're still green. They're green. In the Xfinity Series, Elliott Sadler, Smithley car is off the track. Six laps to go. My. Allmendinger, Buescher's teammate, 24th. Kurt Busch will start 23rd. Bubba Wallace will roll off 22nd. David Reagan, 21st. Trevor Bayne will try to make something happen. He'll roll off 20th. Ty Dillon, 19th. William Byron will start 18th. Denny Hamlin, 17th. Brendan Gaughan, how about this? He will start 16th. Kyle Busch will roll off 15th. Kyle Larson, 14th. Martin Truex Jr., 13th. Ryan Blaney will start 12th. And Joey Logano will start 11th. Your top 10 starters for tomorrow night's Coke Zero Sugar 400. We are getting down to business. Five laps to go. Elliott Sadler still leads. And I can't see who's in second right now. Blaney trying to make something happen. Up at the front of the field, he can't get it done. Sadler out to a big old gap between he and second place right now. They're going to get a run on him. Sadler trying to hold him up. He's going to go up to the high side. On the second place, I cannot see the second place driver. Blaney, three wide, Blaney. Blaney high. Can he make it stick? He cannot. That's Kyle Larson, the second place car. Larson to the high side. He's going to make the pass. Incomplete on Sadler, three wide behind him. With four laps to go, three deep, four rows back. My goodness, your top 10, Austin Dillon, your Daytona 500 champ, will look to sweep Daytona races this year. 10th, Clint Bowyer will roll off. 9th, Michael McDowell from front row will try to do something in the 8th position. Ryan Newman, a great qualifying effort. He will start 7th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 6th. Kevin Harvick, 5th. Jimmy Johnson will start 4th. Brad Keselowski, 3rd. And in the Hendrick duo of the 988, Alex Bowman and Chase Elliott of the pole speed of 194.04 mile an hour will lead the field to green. Three to go. Crash on the front stretch. Big old wreck. Ryan Reed's in it. Who else is involved? Cannot see the car spinning down pit road. Huge crash with three laps to go. Cole Custer sitting on the grass. Sitting on the pavement. Heavy damage to the 00 of Cole Custer. Caution is out. That's your rundown for the Coke Zero Sugar 400. Ryan Reed goes spinning for the second time tonight. His night is definitely over now. That was my pick to win this race. And a dejected Ryan Reed has helmet off. And he will go to the ambulance as well. I don't know what set that off. Wrapping up the lineup right there. Big time crash. You're listening to 3Y special play-by-play coverage. Once again by yours truly, Eddie Greer III. We are going to overtime, folks. Cole Custer looked to make it 3 wide here. They're showing it on NASCAR on NBC, right? NBC on SN, excuse me. Oh, that's 4 wide. Ryan Reed got loose. And there they go, right there. Cole Custer almost goes up and over, but stays on the ground and Reed's in it. The 39 of Ryan C got collected some damage in there as well. And late contact with a couple other cars right there. But this is going to take a while to clean up as well. We're going to look at it again from Cole Custer. Once again on the high side, 3 wide. They're 1.4 wide and 90 hard head on into the front stretch wall right there. Larson leads as the Carson caught. Ooh, Ryan Reed, and he get tagged. So not only front damage for him, yeah, he's pretty much his night's over after he was part of the caution, a couple cautions before that for Matt Tiff getting to him. This started the number 90, I think that's Josh Williams, gets in the wall. The number 93 involved in this. Ryan Truex barely escapes. He was and caught up in the big one 20 minutes ago. Heavy, heavy contact in the Xfinity Series race. Coca-Cola 250. And they're sitting, they're showing it again. It started right in that area, that bubble that you do not want to be in there. Kyle Larson leads it, and yeah, he got turned. Cole Custer got turned, and he turns the 90 head on into the wall. Caution is out. My oh my, let the cards fall once again. 3 wide continues here with the preview. I just went over the starting field for tomorrow night's race. Now let's check in on the playoff standings heading in. And I talk about that also cut line here. Brandon Jones escapes front stretch replay right there. But my goodness. So here we go. We're focusing on this right here. 13th to 16th right here. Even though Jimmy Johnson, Chase Elliott have a pretty solid cushion right now. 75 and 68 points above the cut line, respectively enough. But, these guys get caught up in any wreck or have issues. And if the other guys like Menard, Stenhouse, Suarez, and McMurray have big races tomorrow night, this could all change in a heart, in a blink of an eye right here. And then Eric Jones has to be careful also. 41 back. That's a race striking distance right there. And then Alex Bowman right there in the cutoff, the final spot position. He's starting on the front row. And Bowman, can he redeem himself from February as well? He had a good, strong qualifying car, but did not race really particularly all that good. But now that he has that experience underneath them, can Bowman get the job done tomorrow night and lock himself in? And McMurray, he is 20th on this list, 81 points back. Steve Letarte was talking about listening to one of the older episodes of NASCAR Mega Podcast. He said that he really thinks that Jimmy McMurray can make something happen, make up the point difference, and get a spot in the playoffs. Well, for starters, we know McMurray, as of late, he wants to make bold moves on the racetrack, make something happen. And when we talk about McMurray on these plate races, we know he has 4 wins, but as of late, he has made havoc of making bold ass moves and starting up wrecks. So it's going to be easy to see. You know, McMurray, he 81 points now, and this is no definite gimme of a racetrack. We've seen the wrecks over and over. You know it's going to happen. All these fans, you know, we're going to see the big one on Twitter before the Austin Cindric Barrel World. A tweet that came out. We're going to see the big one tonight. Come on now. You know 95% of the time you're going to see the big one. You might as well just get it in your head now. But the question is your driver going to be a part of that big one? That's the question that everybody is going to have tomorrow, especially these four guy cast right here. Jimmy Johnson, Chase Elliott, Erik Jones, Alex Bowman, right in the heart of the mix. And they're Jimmy Johnson qualified solidly tonight. He is going to need a big race because all this can change, especially. I talked about it with Bubba Wallace. In that note was Alex Bowman too, but Wallace outside the cut line. David Reagan outside the cut line. AJ Allmendinger outside the cut line. Michael McDowell outside the cut line. So again, you're really talking about, and their caution lights are yellow right now. And once again, in the Xfinity Series, we are going to play some overtime one more time. My goodness, Xfinity Series love overtime races, seems like, especially when it comes to Daytona Beach, Florida. You're tuning in to 3 Wide Pre-Wings and tomorrow night's Coke Zero Sugar 400, which we went over the starting lineups. And now we're waiting the finish of this Xfinity Series race. But yes, definitely Stenhouse, only 23 back, the defending winner of this race, Stenhouse. This is an opportunity for him, not for a good run, but an opportunity to possibly overtake Bowman or Jones if they were to stumble tomorrow night. We'll see what happens there. But going back to Talladega, here, and Joey Logano, the Fords, we know they're going to be strong. They have had a stranglehold on these plate races. We're going to see the 3 wide, and I'm going to call it right now while I'm live, 3 wide moment of this race. Kyle Larson, it was Blaney, making it 3 wide. Kyle Larson overtaking the lead. There was contact right there with Blaney and another car back there. But Kyle Larson, 3 wide moment of the week so far. And you're going to hear a lot of that with the Rick Allen, Jeff Burton, and tonight in the Peacock tent for NBCSN, of course, Steve LaTart and Dale Earnhardt Jr. taking it from a different perspective. I like that. They're out there outside live on the front stretch and doing it right there. So NBCSN has something new this year. Well, a couple of things new, but I'm going to talk about just this one, the Peacock tent. It was really, we talk about, it's kind of like the pit tent that NBC Network has put out there so they can get a different race, different perspective from all the action out there. Elliott Sadler on the radio. Now, of course, yeah, I cannot hear it because I have my earphones are plugged into my tablet, so I can hear nothing of what's going on right there, but I might stick him out for this finish. This finish is going to get really, really good, ladies and gentlemen. But again, tomorrow night, NBC, ladies and gentlemen, has coverage of the Cup race tomorrow night. 7:30 Central. Well, I believe it's 7. I better go back and check the time here, folks. But Elliott Sadler, we know what happened with him and Tyler Reddick. Of course, Tyler Reddick is out of the race. He was a part of that big one that went down 30 minutes ago, and then another crash that happened right on the front stretch. Coke Zero Sugar 400, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, 160 laps scheduled, 7 Eastern Time, 6 Central, right here, ladies and gentlemen, for the peep listening areas or states of Michigan, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, you name it, we got it. And you're living out the West Coast, y'all can figure that out. That's probably be a 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock start out west out there. So yes, 9 races to go. Last week we saw a traumatic finish with Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, the famous slide job, Dale Jr. style, attempted slide job, which did not work for Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson actually looking to go back to back in the Xfinity Series race. They're going to rack them up here. We're going to stay with you through the remainder of this Xfinity Series race, and I will sign you guys out. This has been fun once again, previewing a Cup race while an actual race is going on right now live in Daytona Beach. But again, let's not all forget now this weather, this rain that's going on. You know, you never know in Daytona. So, you know, weather permitting, tomorrow race, the Coke Zero Sugar 400. And the Facebook page, real quick before they go to green here, is still the 3G. The EG3 show is still the name of the Facebook page. And I'm going to leave it there for now. It's still going to confuse some folks, but the EG3 show is the title on the Facebook page, facebook.com/EG3 show. And then, of course, I made the announcement yesterday, part of the Pod Center. 3Y is now a part of Stitcher. Listen there, Audio Boom, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple Podcasts. We got it. And of course, what y'all do? Continue to do, spread the word, and join the movement, folks. Join the movement. 3Y EG3 rolling into the state of Florida tomorrow night. And we're looking to see who win the cup race. Are we going to have an upset tomorrow night? We're green. Larson looking to go back to back. Here, we're going to go down to turn one. Who is that dark car? I cannot see. That's Allgaier. Allgaier, side by side. Got the lead out in front of him. Larson fighting back. They are two by two by two. Hanging out of the back straight. Ooh, Larson getting a little loose. Sadler all up in the grill of Larson. Larson looking to go back to back. They're heading to turn three now. Teammates, JRM, Allgaier, Sadler, side by side. Allgaier to the high side. Larson is going to lead the field through turn four. Larson now blocks Allgaier in the middle of the racetrack. Nobody wrecking. Not yet. It's white flag time in the Xfinity Series race. One to go. Oh boy, here we go. Allgaier got to get in the run on him. Larson in the middle, that's not where you want to go. Oh, Larson. Uh-oh. Sadler takes the lead. He's right there. Larson. Larson, Sadler side by side. Is it going to be another heartbreak for Sadler? Sadler better do something. Sadler getting the draft off Larson. That's a side draft move. Now Blaney up there. That's blocking behind them. That's going to sell it. Larson, Sadler. Who's going to get there first? Sadler, Larson, side by side. Here we go again. It's Daytona 2.4 again. Sadler making contact. Oh, 4-1. Where did that come from? Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. Justin Haley. 4-1. Oh, my goodness. Woo. Justin Haley, how the world did it come from? He wins the Xfinity Series race at Daytona. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. Do you believe it? Oh, man. I told you guys this was going to get good. Oh, my goodness. Upset City in the Xfinity Series. Justin Haley, the winner in the truck race a couple weeks ago. The slingshot. Sadler, Larson making contact. They don't see Justin Haley on the bottom. Do you believe it? Haley upsets Elliott Sadler and Kyle Larson to win the Coca-Cola 2 Firecracker 250. Oh my goodness. So it again. Larson and Sadler, they are too focused on one another. And Haley, with the slingshot, goes underneath them. Three wide. Haley gets out in front of Sadler and gets to the flag first to win the race. Are you serious? What the hell is Kyle Larson doing burnouts? Are you serious right now? He did not win this race. Obviously, too focused on Elliott Sadler and Justin Haley clearly wins the race, but I don't know what is Kyle Larson doing? And now what is this? NBCSN showing Kyle Larson the winner of the race. They got their graphics all screwed up. Justin Haley clearly wins the race. What is going on there? Larson and Sadler were banging doors, going to line. Justin Haley clearly shows by a car length, wins the race. Are you serious? Oh my goodness, this is crazy here, 3 wide. I just saw another crazy crazy move right there. I'm speechless right now, folks. Kyle Larson doing burnouts, so is Justin Haley. I don't know what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen, folks. This is insane here. I don't know what's going on. Should I turn on to find out? I don't know. We got to turn into this, folks.
Separated 1 and 2, and once again, Elliott Sadler on the inside again. This time about 8 inches, as opposed to the 3 inches before. 5/1000ths of a second. Elliott Sadler out of the car, and once again.
This is live, ladies and gentlemen. NASCAR. Oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, this finish ended with Kyle Larson winning this race again. Man, I might have missed something with Justin Haley, folks. I'm speechless once again. Kyle Larson. NASCAR has declared Kyle Larson the winner. We're going to have more about this finish on post-race reaction. I gotta get on this, folks. But ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. That was some exciting, thrilling racing here on 3 Wide. Yeah, man, we saw beating banging with Kyle Larson and Kyle Busch. And here tonight, beating banging with Sadler. Larson declared the winner. I don't know what happened with Justin Haley there. Was he a lap down or something? He was right there in the mix, but I guess he was a lap down. I have no idea what's going on. But yeah, we're going to dissect this more here on coming up on Monday night. But Kyle Larson, ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Larson, your winner in the Xfinity Series going back to back. And Elliott Sadler, heartbroken again. The replay, again, heartbroken. How many times is Elliott Sadler's heart going to be broken on restricted tracks at Daytona? My goodness. Here's Kelly Stavis right now. We're going to get a live look in. Kelly Stavis with Justin Haley. I thought he won this race.
A little more, tell us how much of the car we can have under the yellow line. But I don't get this opportunity enough. GMS Racing has been behind me. Spencer Gallagher, Mike Beam, everyone. I don't have a lot of sponsorship, and to come out here and get the opportunity to even compete with these guys is a blissful opportunity. So I'm really grateful that I could even, seeing the replay there, there's room for me to go up, so I don't know why they're calling me like that. But, not how we wanted it to end, but like I said, I'm running trucks full season, and this is just an opportunity to come over here part-time, and I'm extremely blessed to even get the opportunity. So just really, really thankful. That was Ken Belcourt, my crew chief's first start. I got to thank the Toronto Order Beagles for giving me this opportunity. So amazing to be here in Daytona, even though we didn't win.
Well, you put on a heck of a show, but won't quite work out for Justin Haley this time, Dave.
Oh my goodness, now I know why. And let's get a look live looking at Dave Burns talking with the heartbroken Elliott Sadler.
24 was coming. I just some miscommunication between my spotter and myself. I was just trying to really key on the 42 on wing side. I feel like it was Daytona February all over again. So I hate it for my guys. They worked way too hard for me to keep finishing second here at Daytona. And they gave me another fast Armor Chili Chevrolet, and I should have capitalized on it and felt like I was in a good spot there at the end beside Larson, but it just wasn't meant to be.
Elliott Sadler, 47 times, 48 now that he's raced here at Daytona, still looking for that checkered flag to be.
I be damn, Elliott Sadler. Another. Oh, he's exactly right. How many times are you going to be heartbroken, man? 40 for 48. Elliott Sadler fails to get it done once again. And I figured out Justin Haley got penalized for going beneath the yellow line to make the pass. Honestly, that was a sweet pass underneath Sadler and Kyle Larson. But they NASCAR penalized the 24 for going underneath, or really, he was on top of the yellow line. Really, they're showing it again. Haley, he's right on top of the yellow line. Goes right by the 1, the 42, to check the checkered flag first. But NASCAR takes the win away from Justin Haley And ladies and gentlemen, folks, once again, for Joe's tuning in here real quick before we sign off, Kyle Larson off a penalty for Justin Haley. Kyle Larson back-to-back wins in the Xfinity Series. Oh my goodness, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun with this on Monday night. Elliott Sadler heartbroken. Haley not happy. And Kyle Larson celebrating at Daytona. Back-to-back Xfinity Series wins. Captures third victory. And we have now seen another dramatic finish in NASCAR, this time with the Xfinity Series. Cannot wait what's going to unfold tomorrow night in the Cup race. Oh my goodness, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, you better pack your popcorn, folks, because Monday night going to be something else, baby. Thanks for tuning in. But right now, though, we got to close up shop. 3 Wild EG3 is a wrap tonight. Thanks for tuning in to the preview show. Man, it got exciting here in the 3 EG3 garage tonight. I cannot believe what I just saw, but it was all for naught. Kyle Larson celebrating in victory lane. Justin Haley, Elliott Sadler, the agony of defeat. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're going 3 Wild EG3. We'll talk to you Monday. Boy, oh boy, folks. We're going to have a lot that I said. The garage is closed. We are out. Woo! This was a blast, baby. We'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend. We out.